With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports to Mexico, from Mexico, Canada, and China. Mr. Trump is declaring an economic emergency and putting a 10% tariff on all imports from China, 25% from China and from Canada, the two countries. The latter two ones say they will retaliate. He says if they do, they'll get more of the same. Hamas has freed three hostages as part of the ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Two released hostages, Ofer Calderon and Yarden Bibas, arrived in Israel and were on their way to an initial reception point. Along the road leading to the military base, small groups of supporters waited for the convoys, waving Israeli flags. Later Saturday, American Israeli Keith Siegel was handed over to the Red Cross. The six-week Phase 1 truce calls for the release of 33 hostages and nearly 2,000 prisoners, as well as the return of Palestinians to northern Gaza and an increase in humanitarian aid to the devastated territory. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. military airstrikes in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the target of the operation. Donna Water, Washington.
Syria's interim president making his first trip abroad, traveling to Saudi Arabia in a move likely trying to signal Damascus' shift away from Iran as its main ally. This is SRN News. Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortifacient. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking restrictions on their use. Mifepristone is available over-the-counter thanks to the efforts of the Biden administration. A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous Holocaust diary is open in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan has unveiled the display, even as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day last week. This is the first time the annex has been completely recreated outside Amsterdam, where a similar display is the centerpiece of the Anne Frank House Museum. This is SRN News. One of the all-time greats in women's tennis has been reunited with some treasures.
Pam Shriver has her trophies back. She regained the hardware after someone broke into her car parked at a hotel where she was staying because of the LA wildfires. Those trophies were then dropped off in boxes placed outside the hotel some 10 days later. Shriver, now a TV commentator, was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame in 2002. Jason Walker reporting.
The cost of hosting a Super Bowl party is expected to barely change this year, just about 10 cents up from last year. We can live with that. Economists at Wells Fargo say not all snacks are created equal, though, and consumers will have to pay close attention to prices if they don't want to break the bank. Here's the secret. Stuff like celery and broccoli for dipping choices, they are cheaper than everything else. But do they taste any good? This is SRN News.